When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode.
So excited for this. I am coming in blindly. Kaylee has done the prep and I've got nothing.
When I looked at my list just then of prep, I was thinking, oh. So
what do you mean, oh?
I mean, I have topics, but they're you know, like the episode we did?
Like a couple episodes
ago.
Yeah,
a couple episodes ago, we were just waffling.
Just chit-chatting.
Like that.
Yeah. A
couple of topics. One thing we'll say before we start, guys, is if you're not following us on social media, make sure you head over. We are at As Seen In Podcast on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Or As Seen In.
Exactly.
You'll find us.
We post some really fun stuff, so head over there.
Really super fun. Also, some really exciting things coming up. Should we start with that, actually?
We've got updates.
We have updates. We have updates.
Okay. Update number one. We are going to be at the podcast show live in London. At the end of May.
On a panel. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about everything to do with finding your niche in podcasting, what it's like producing, being an upcoming podcast.
Like startup vibes, I think.
Startup vibes for sure. If you don't know as well, the podcast show is the largest international festival for the business of podcasting.
Yeah. It's a great place to network with other people in the same field, learn a lot. I think that's another thing we'll be sort of giving advice on is how we started and where we are now. Obviously we're not exactly acting like we're out here top level, but I think we can give our input.
Yeah, 100%, especially like as just like female people in the industry.
Female people, guys, you heard it.
Just like
us.
You know our experience so far.
100%.
Some of the names are huge. Like we actually it doesn't make sense to me, like Nick Grimshaw, Roman Kemp. They're just like super casually there.
Loads of people.
So many people. There's over 350 people in the lineup.
Jordan North. I saw him. I was just telling Heather, actually. I saw him. We were crossing the road at the same time the other day. I think he was coming out of BBC, which obviously makes sense.
Yeah.
But I was at work, so I didn't really have time to chat. Yeah. I was going to say, oh, you're going to the podcast show. See you there. But yeah, Jordan, see you there. See you there, babe.
No, honestly, so many people. 350 plus people. So if you are under 30 years old, you can actually get tickets for £30.
Yeah.
Would highly recommend checking it out.
100%. We're excited. End
Very
of May.
Excited. End of May. It's so soon.
It's nearly Tati's birthday then, so you must come to celebrate.
So yeah, make sure to check out the podcast show. But the other announcement is that we have such an exciting guest coming up.
Yes. So this is technically officially the last episode of season four.
Let's all say a collective aww.
3, 2, 1.
Aww.
But don't worry, it's actually not the end.
It's not the end. We've got a guest episode.
We've got a guest episode, a little sneaky, cheeky, weeky one.
And seeing as you guys are listening to us ahead of time, we're going to give you the sneak peek.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
The live stream saw it first. So 100%. If you don't follow us on Instagram, definitely make sure you follow us over there. But should we tell them where this person is from?
Yes.
From a little Netflix show.
Just a little one.
You may have
heard. Just a little one.
You may have heard of it.
You may have heard of it. And yes, it is Penn Badgley.
No. It's not Penn Badgley.
It's not Penn.
But it is someone from You, season four. So we're really excited about that. So stay tuned and make sure to subscribe and follow.
And we'll drop it as soon as we film it.
Exactly. So Stay so tuned. What is it that you want to talk about, Kaylee?
Well, you know, I don't actually... There's just a few things. Again, not specifically filmy, but I think we've covered the filmy in this episode. We've talked about the podcast show.
Yeah.
We've talked about our new guest episode.
Yeah.
So there were just a few things.
One more announcement. We're going to New York.
We're going to New York,
guys.
In May.
We're organizing some guests. We have... Yeah. I'm so excited, guys, about this.
Yeah.
One of the guests we have is literally one of my favorite musicians ever.
Yeah, I love you. Love you, girl.
Love you so much. So if you're going to be in New York, let us know. Send us a message. If you want to be a guest, let us know. Send us a message.
I have a very specific request, guys.
Yes.
Jodie Comer is going to be in New York the same time as us, okay, because she's doing prima facie on Broadway.
Yes.
If anyone knows how to get hold of her for our little... we're there for 10 days, right? That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know, I'm sure she's got one free hour.
Just literally an hour.
So if anyone knows how to get Jodie Comer, let us know. But yeah, New York.
New York.
I've literally, it's such a bit sad, jungle. I've started making a list of songs that have New York in.
Oh, as you should. I have
a playlist.
So that I
can like get ready for the stores.
Yeah, no, I've literally got a folder on TikTok with New York sounds.
Really good.
So really, really 100% good. Support that.
So super duper 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 good. Okay, just a few things. Like these aren't even that, you know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, yeah. Okay, I'll start with one non-movie one, and then there is one movie one.
Okay.
This just was cute. It just reminded me of us. Oh. There was I was on the train. Why am I always on the train for these stories?
You're forever on trains.
I do spend a lot of my hours of my day on trains. I was on the train and these like leds came on. Yeah. There was like four of them. And I was like, and they were like harmless. They were quite sweet. And they were sitting there. And then one of them, I don't even know where we were going. I presume we were going from Waterloo back. I was going back to my way.
Yes.
And they were like, all right, guys, should we just go to Portsmouth? Should we just not get off at wherever? And should we just go to Portsmouth? Because that's the end of the line. And they were just like, oh, should we just do it? And I was like, that just reminds me of us.
Yeah.
One, because we went to uni in Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah.
But two, because of the spontaneous life.
100%.
It reminded me of when we went to get our vaccine on the Isle of Wight one day.
Guys, we went on a full day trip to the Isle of Wight. We took a hovercraft
across the sea.
We took a hovercraft to get vaccines.
It was just like, we were in uni, nothing really mattered.
Nothing at all.
We just finished the actual curriculum. We had nothing
to
do.
We had nothing to do.
And obviously COVID was still floating around quite a bit. And
We were there for the vibes.
And there was just like I saw that like the closest place to get your vaccine was the Isle of Wight. And I was like, I just messaged Tassie. I was like, do you want to go to Isle of Wight tomorrow to get the vaccine? She was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we did.
We did. It
and
was really
actually, we had a great day.
It was so fun. We went to a monkey sanctuary.
We literally went to see animals. You got bagels.
Yeah, the bagel
we
shop.
We took really good pictures in the road.
100%.
On the bus stop.
100%.
And then we got vaccinated.
Yeah.
I did get COVID 2 weeks later. So that's the downside, but
you know, had a good day.
Great day. It was cute.
Yeah, I really
just reminded
liked
me of when we had lives like that.
I like guys like that as well.
Yeah,
when they're so like, all right, lads.
Yeah.
Should we just
And I was like, oh,
like they can be so warm and nice.
They were being, and there was a baby, and they were being quite respectful of the baby. So I thought it was quite cute.
Aww, as they should, though. As they should.
I mean, it is literally super basic.
Yeah, like I think. Super. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay. But they were sweet, right?
Yeah.
This is actually filmy.
Okay.
I don't know what reminded me of it. I think it might have been when we were away. Oh, we went away.
Oh yeah, we just got back from Poland,
guys. We went to Poland.
Krakow. It was stunning.
Krakow.
Yeah, yeah. I googled it. Krakow. That's how Polish people say it.
Okay, we're Krakow.
Because I could say Krakow because we're British.
But we're
just
I
wanted to reflect
100%
the authenticness of Polish people.
100% Krakow.
That was my, if I've said that wrong, please feel free to correct me. I want to learn. Carry
that
on.
Was really nice of you. Yeah, we went to Krakow then, and it was fun. We had a really random time.
It was, guys, 1 minute we were doing VR. Next.
VR, but that doesn't even make, like, that
it's
sounds
crazy,
like it. No, it is. Because no, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah, when I was in Poland doing VR.
Yeah,
like, that
facts,
just sounds
facts.
So rogue.
Yeah, 1 minute we're doing VR. Next we're in a butterfly sanctuary. We're in a mirror maze.
We're sat in a cafe booming music. Tati nearly passing out.
I swear I could have passed out.
We just did random stuff. It was really fun.
And we watched a ghastly movie.
Oh, that is relevant. It was a bad movie. Oh.
Yeah.
We're a film podcast.
We have to mention it.
The thing
it.
Is, as much as... I just kissed the mic. I literally... as much as we are about to say it was ghastly, it was... But we were entertained.
Oh, thoroughly.
Because it was bad.
Thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly. It was one of those movies where... I really, like, I liked it, but I didn't at all.
At all.
Like, let me give you an
example.
But I
was hooked.
Let me give an example. For example, anything Noah Centineo does, I love.
Yeah.
But I know it's not, like, a good movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people, you make movies to be entertained. And maybe in that sense, if we're judging it on an entertainment scale, it was great.
Yes, I just don't think it was meant to hit that sort of funny bone. It was like...
Oh, yeah.
I just remember one of the lines was so fucking funny because of how it... I don't even know what the... Should we say what the movie was? It was called, like,
the
half of it.
The half of it.
Right? And do you know and what? The trailer looks so deceivingly good almost. Is, right?
And we really wanted to love it because we were like, yes, finally some more representation.
Yeah, there was like a gay storyline going on.
Yeah, different love stories in there. We were like, perfect. Let's watch this because we're tired of, you know, we know the stories that we always see.
100%.
Yeah, but it was bad.
And slightly homophobic.
Slightly.
The thing is, I'm not sure what they were trying to achieve because it seemed like it was going in like a really accepting, natural women, LWL route.
Yeah.
And then one of the characters decided to say, you know, that's a sin, right?
This is my issue, right?
It was just very weird.
No, but this is my issue, right? Because I feel like a lot of movies have that character who is the direct opposition, the evil person. But my issue with this is this character was not that.
No.
And then just casually in the end turned out
they made him like a nice character up until, oh, then he's a raging homophobe. But it was so near the end, he had a redemption arc, but there was
no
point where he felt that redemption.
Yeah.
It was like 1 minute he hated the gays, the next minute he was like, love who you want to love.
Yeah. And I was like, but how did you get to this? There
what
must have
was
been.
The...
Yeah. I just really. And the thing is, as I was saying, like when I watched movies, for example, about slavery or something like that, you have the racist people.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it felt different in this when you had the homophobic character, as I was saying, because he was just not. It did not add up.
And then, like, what, we're supposed to just like him again after?
Yeah, like.
Dot, dot. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Unless he went through it in like a real redemption, like there was no, it was really weird, really weird. Didn't have the ending we wanted, it was just weird.
We laughed the whole way through.
We had a great time.
It was honestly,
all in all, great time.
One of my most enjoyable experiences watching a movie.
Yeah, because we were just looking at, I will never forget when he said that because we just weren't expecting it. We were like, what? By the vending machine.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so funny, but like awful.
I saw a trailer for a Disney, like a Disney movie where they're like, will you be my prom date or something like that? And all the comments were like, this is terrible, this is awful, this is terrible. And then a lot of the rebuttals were basically like, this is a Disney movie made for entertainment in the teen demographic. What are you going to expect? 100%. You're not going to expect Love Actually 100%. When you're watching The Kissing Booth.
True.
But it's like, so that's kind of that's how I'm choosing to view the half of it. It's like, I'm hoping that they weren't trying to make this a serious thing.
No.
Because if that wasn't the case, then fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just so bizarre. It just was like the trailer, the storyline. I was like, this could be really good.
It had so much potential. I wanted to love it.
Anyway. The only other thing I thought to mention that was, the rest is naffed for right now. This bugs me in movies. I guess this is a trope. But in movies, why the actual hell? If it's like a adventure movie or even like a thriller or something, everything is always a compass. Like, they'll find a clue. Guess what that's going to be? A compass.
Yeah.
Or a map. Or, like, it's never anything other than that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, we put the pieces together and it's a compass.
Well, or in Outer Banks, how they had the, they had like a journal or whatever.
I think that's
I guess that's a bit different. But that's still
I think Outer Banks might have been what reminded me of it.
To be fair, do you know what reminded me in Outer Banks of something I hate? Why is it they always are going on quests to find gold with no way of getting it out?
Yeah. You know how heavy that is?
Do you know, like, you're going into this cave, you're like, we found it. But guys, how are you getting it out?
And then they did get it out in the well that time. But how did they get it?
One small bar of gold.
You need to be on it if you're going to go gold hunting.
Go with a truck, go with a tow thing or something. Like, you can't go in, find this whole cave of gold.
Yeah.
And then leave with one backpack.
And then they were like, we'll come back for the rest. Like, you've been looking for this. You've been looking for it. So why did you come unprepared?
Unprepared.
Like, you're like explorers, guys.
We'll come back. Will you?
It's like, oh my God, you've got enemies. You've got people. You're not the only ones looking for it. Like, what time are you like wrapping up here?
It's the way that they were being so directly chased and said, we'll come back.
Yeah.
You're going to go out, find these people. Like,
no.
Yeah, I really get you. I can't wait for the next season of Outer Banks, though.
Yeah, Loki.
I'm so excited. Love it.
Absolutely love it.
Did you finish Outer Banks?
Yeah, I did.
So you see the way it ended? Where they were like,
what did it end as?
Another adventure, guys.
Oh, it was like a 5 year forward, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, not 5 year.
Something like
18. Sorry,
like life was normal.
Where was Rafe, by the way? My bro was not there.
Yeah, I don't know. So I like him as well.
Yeah,
Starkey. Is that his name?
He's so fit, but also Rafe, we shouldn't like.
And no, they not almost, Rafe. No, I like Drew Starkey.
But Rafe almost had a redemption arc in this season. And then. Just flopped. But I think that's good.
I do really like how they make the characters very human. None of them are perfect, and that's very clear.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually gobsmacked when Sarah cheered.
So gobsmacked.
I was like, are they not married?
They're so married.
I swear they're married.
But like, I was low-key rooting for Topper and Sarah.
Topper, you don't love me. Like, you love the idea of me.
Because they were like, low-key, like, he had matured, no?
I don't know. Yes, and I kind of was rooting for him right up until the, like, yes, but also he did know she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
he wasn't
that's
innocent
really
in that.
Bad. That's
and
really
and
bad.
Then he, when they were like when he set the house on fire, like come on, man. No, you did I was get off... with her boyfriend. No,
yes, her husband. Her
you
husband.
Got with his girlfriend.
Yes,
wife.
Yeah, wife.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. See, that's true.
Yeah. So
that's true. He had no right. He had no right.
If she had told her. Topper that they'd broken up and he was like none the wiser vibes.
No, but
fine.
He low-key was none the wiser vibes because she was saying like, oh, I'm staying here with you.
She didn't say they were broken up though.
No, she didn't.
She didn't clarify. She didn't class.
They were all...
yeah.
They were all in the wrong.
They were all quite unlikable this season, dare I say.
No, I really liked... what's his name? My favourite character.
JJ.
Yeah, JJ.
JJ, is your favorite character?
And Key. Oh my goodness, JJ and Key. I love them. Do you not like them?
How
are you not liking them? Rudy. Sure. Rudy Pankow.
Yeah, I do.
Wow, there's just no passion.
I don't know. I just don't. Yeah, because I don't like them.
There's none whatsoever.
I don't know if the chemistry was 100% there this season. Because sometimes when they get it, I prefer the chase, but I knew it was coming.
Kaylee. This is exactly the same
slow burn. I would
watch
10 seasons of a slow burn before they even kissed.
This is exactly the same slow burn as Bridgerton season 2.
No.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Not even
they didn't
slightly.
Kiss until right at the end.
Yes, but nowhere near the passion
okay,
in that.
Okay, fine.
Anthony Bridgerton's
fine.
Sexual
In terms of the passion, fine.
Yeah.
But it's still the slow burn and it was still very much a chase. Like, he didn't want to say, I love you.
Yeah, fine. Because
you not feel that?
Because her ex is Pope, low-key. They kissed and stuff.
But she also kissed John B.
Whoa.
In season 1, I had to look it up.
I do remember that, actually.
John B. Why do they call him John B, by the way?
Because his
name's John.
Bring it on home,
no,
John B.
Do you know what I mean?
Bring it on.
It's like me calling you Kaylee C.
Yeah, but he's John B because his dad's John.
His dad's Big
B
John.
B as well? Oh.
So he could just be John.
John sounds ugly, though.
John B.
Bring it home, John B.
Yeah, you're so right, actually. John B. John
sounds middle-aged. John B sounds...
better.
A little bit.
But I'm going to start calling you Kaylee C from now on.
Please, Tatty K.
Yeah, thank you.
Tonga K. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
You always love sneaking my real name.
I like your real name.
I know, I'm trying to keep an alias online.
Oh.
Now the podcast guys know, but it's okay.
I think it's okay.
I like you guys.
Yeah, you guys are kind. Also, it's your name. I love it.
Yeah, I do love my name. I was just cringing at the... my anonymity.
Anonymity
being...
Okay, well, up to you if you want me to blur the name.
No, you can keep it in. I like my name.
There we go. Won't say it again.
No, we don't have to do that.
There you go.
Let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap. That's a wrap.
After you guys.
Literally, that's a wrap.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this season. Obviously, we're seeing you again.
Yes, see you again really soon, but technically, this is the end of the season.
Technically, this is the end. Season 5 is going to be amazing.
Shamazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you so much again. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us over on Spotify, streaming platforms.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next time on our scene.
Goodbye.